When the intelligence is established in the conviction of its ethereal nature, the physical body is forgotten. Even as in youth, one forgets life as a fetus. In truth, the cosmic mind, the personal mind, and the infinite space are all of one substance, pervaded by the infinite consciousness. Therefore, regardless of what you have created, you can create as many worlds as you like. Individualized consciousness appears as the subtle or ethereal body. And when it becomes gross, that itself appears to be the physical or material body. That individualized consciousness itself is known as the soul, where the potentialities are in an extremely subtle state. And when this juggling of the soul ceases, that itself is the divine or supreme being. The one infinite consciousness alone shines in all names and forms. The individualized consciousness perceives what it thinks it perceives on account of its conditioning. On account of ignorance, when the notion of an ego self arises, at that very moment the delusion of a beginning, a middle, and an end also arises. Millions of universes appear in the infinite consciousness, like specks of dust in a beam of light streaming into a room through a hole in the roof. Just as in this universe, there are countless beings of various species, in other universes too, there are similar beings with different bodies suited to their universe. The inexorable passage of invisible and intangible time eats up all creatures. Knowing this, the wise keep their attention on the timeless. You are at peace when you are established in witness consciousness. The mind only knows its own point of view, which it considers the truth. I am the infinite consciousness whose kinetic state alone appears as the whole universe. The ignorant man's body is composed and decomposed on account of the status of his mental conditioning. In the case of one who has no such conditioning, there is no momentum for decomposition.